Now, Paul Whitaker likes a challenge, but he is no seasoned endurance swimmer, at least not yet. Last October, the 41-year-old Englishman with a fondness for adrenaline sports set himself a goal and decided to swim the 175 kilometers from the South Bohemian city of České Budějovice to Prague, almost all the way down the Vltava, and all for a charity challenge. Earlier today, I had the pleasure of inviting Mr. Whitaker into the studio and talking to him about his big plunge.
It was completely my idea, yeah. No one forced me into it. I made the decision myself.
And so what's the point? Can you tell me about the charity project?
Sure. Originally the point was just for myself to have some tough physical challenge. And then because, you know, the idea was such a sort of an unusual and extreme idea, I decided I could use it for good benefit and help a Czech charity called Assistenza, which works with physically and combined handicapped people. And the idea is to raise as much money as possible for this charity to help them fund their projects and basically helping handicapped people get by in life.
But you told me you haven't done anything like this before, so how did you get the idea?
In the shower. It was just one of those flash moments where just these crazy ideas came into my head and I started thinking about it and thought, hey, yeah, I could actually do this. So it's going to be interesting.
It doesn't sound very appetizing having your head in the Vltava River for, you said, 18 days?
Yeah.
Is it not filthy?
It's got a lot better over the years. I was a little bit concerned about that in the beginning, but I've asked a few people who work in the industry, and they say that it's much better than it used to be. I've not had any problems. I've been training in there for a while, and I think it's fine.
Are there any kinds of obstacles along the way?
Right, since they've put all the reservoirs in, it's made the river very calm. Most of the time I'm going to be swimming in still water. However, at the end of the reservoirs, once I go past the dam, on the opposite side of the dam, they release water not from the top, but from the middle or the lower part of the reservoir. So the water is freezing cold, about 4 to 6 degrees. So that's going to be the only difficult part, is getting into really almost icy cold water.
And so how many hours a day will you be swimming? What's the regime?
The plan is to swim every morning for about 3 hours. So I hope to start around 9, 10 o'clock. Until lunchtime.
And will you have a boat following you?
Yeah, not such a big, or it's definitely not a motor-powered boat, but I've got an inflatable canoe, and there will be two people paddling the canoe. Who
two
will
Czechs
be,
with beer.
They will probably be drinking beer along the way, hopefully they'll still be able to pass me my energy drinks and just basically navigate the way, make sure that I'm not going to swim into any floating obstacles or anything that's there in the river.
Has anyone ever done this before?
As far as I know, two people have. One is a Czech woman, Iveta Hlaváčová. She holds the Czech record. She swam 142 kilometers. So I'm hoping with this swim to break the Czech record, although it won't officially count because I'm not Czech. However, a Slovenian guy, Martin Strel, actually swam further than me. He swam from Lipno to Mělník. But he's a guy who holds the world record for the longest ever swim, when he swam over 5,000 kilometers down the Amazon. So these are the two people that I know of that have done this before. But they're also both, sort of top class professional swimmers, and swimming is definitely not part of my background.
What's the best you can hope for out of this when it's all over and you've finished your swim? What would you consider a real success?
It's all about getting money for Assistenza. So for me, a real success is raising a substantial amount of money that I can give to them that will help do some good for people that need it.
Do you have a particular sum in mind that you'd like to reach?
I'd like to give them at least $250,000 crowns. In the current financial crisis, it's proving to be difficult, but I'm still working on that. And hopefully with contributions from the public, then they would be able to do that. If anybody's interested in looking at the website with all of the details and making a contribution, they can look at www.vltava2010.cz, and all of the information is there.
And you're starting on Monday. You said you'll be swimming for 18 days or 20 days, and 18 of those days will be spent swimming. So can we also follow your progress on the website?
On the website, there's a blog, there's a link to a blog, and I'm hoping, depending on internet connection, I'm hoping to be able to write every day on the blog. Basically my feelings, how it's going, and keep people updated with how the project's going.
That was English teacher cum endurance swimmer Paul Whitaker.